So what the Pope's talking about is what we all kind of know. It's the undercurrent. It's like a program that's running in the background on the computer. This is the program that's running in the background from the moment of our baptism, is being called to be an apostle, being called to share the good news, being called to evangelize. And that's what the Holy Father wants us to do. So how do we get out of our comfort zone to really affect this monthly intention for October?
You know, John, I'm gonna start with an example, okay? I was just down in Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and all of the people in St. John Paul II Catholic Church actually got together to build a new church. It was the most amazing thing I've seen in years. We went out to a construction site under Brother Joe Steen's leadership, and he had built walls, etc., and maybe 50 people got together and lifted the walls one at a time to build this church. And that's what the Pope is talking about. That's what we're praying about as a church. How do we build the church? And we love our priests, we love our sisters, we love our brothers. For sure, those are leaders in our church. But 99% of us are lay people. And so the Pope is asking us to pray that we will claim the gifts of our baptism. The baptism is what brings us into the church. And our baptism calls us to be like Christ, to be, as the church says, priest, prophet, and king. So those are the roles of every one of us who are baptized. I'm a lay person. You're a lay person. We're supposed to be out there leading in the church, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, and I'm speaking for myself here, where I have kept my faith to myself too long. Being a listener of Relevant Radio before being on Relevant Radio has helped me share that faith in a more public way. And you find, and no matter how many times you do it, have you found, John, that it's the Wizard of Oz. There's nothing behind the curtain. You go out and you share your faith with someone. Nothing has happened. They have warmed up to you in most cases. You have done what you're supposed to do as the apostle of today. And you go, huh, okay, I can do this. Next time comes along, you clam up again, right?
It's awkward to get into areas of our faith with other people. And we kind of think, well, that's Father's job, that's Sister's job,
right,
that's Brother's
right.
job. But truly, you know, first of all, just by the way that we live our lives, people notice that. You know, they notice that we are being kind to one another, that we talk respectfully yep. to one another, or that we're out doing the things that we do as Christians, as Catholics. I work with St. Vincent de Paul, or you work in a soup kitchen, or we help build a church down in Tennessee. There's lots of ways to evangelize,
right.
and one of them is just to be kind of at home with our Catholic faith.
And by the way, you raise a good point, John Feaster, as we look at the ladies' mission in the church, which is the Holy Father's monthly intention for October, and how you and I share that mission, how we share our faith with somebody else. It doesn't necessarily mean starting a conversation with, hey, how about that confession? It's just in how we carry ourselves every single day. It's our Catholic DNA that becomes reflective to others.
Yeah, and some of us are called to preach more, I guess you'd say, or to be that kind of
sure.
interface example.
Yeah.
But most of us aren't. I mean, really, I'm not going to go Bible thumping, I guess you'd say, or catechism thumping, and try to talk people into aspects of my Catholic faith.
But by the same
Still
token, we have to know our faith. And I'm looking in the mirror when I say this. We have to know our faith and really know that catechism, and become our versions of Patrick Madrid in order to be that evangelizer, in order to be that apostle, right?
Yeah, and where do we learn that? And I think that the church tells us that in our baptism, the first place that we go to learn our faith is in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, that we go to our parish and we are evangelized by the presence of Jesus in the people around us at the altar. All those ways are ways that we nourish our faith. And then, you know, if we're awake, we're going to realize there are other more direct opportunities to learn about our faith, whether it's through spiritual reading, whether it's through participating in various activities in our parish, whether it's ways in our community. So we do need to learn, we need to get our footing, our foundation in our faith before we're worth sharing it with anyone.
When you go to an East Tennessee with Glenmary Home Missioners and you see 50 parishioners building the new St. John Paul II Church and 50 parishioners lifting that wall, what does it do to inspire you? And then how do you then become that evangelizer when you go back to your home office in Cincinnati and with your family and friends?
You know, when you see something that really is powerful in your faith, it kind of wakes you up. I felt like I was awakened by the witness of the people around me. And so I thought, wow, these people, I mean, they have very little. I mean, right. they're making do with what they have. So I came back to Cincinnati, to the Glenmary Home Missioners headquarters area, and I think, you know, what am I doing with myself? How could I be more engaged with my faith? You know, how can I get over my kind of, it's a pandemic and I can't do anything? No, it's a time for me to live in my faith and to be a better father to my family, to be more engaged with people in my community. You know, whether it's, there's all sorts of ways that we mm-hmm. connect with one another.
But and how do you look at sacrifice? How do you look at sacrifice after you saw what you did in East Tennessee?
I would say that people put their own needs aside, and that's what I'm supposed to do as a Catholic.
Right.
I don't think of myself as number one. I'm going to think of the needs of my community as number one. So people got up early, and, you know, Brother Joe Steen, the Glenmary brother, was kind of hoping that a lot of people would come because the walls are heavy. And sure enough, a big crowd came in. And that's the way I want to live my life. I want to be there when the church is calling me, when my community is calling me. I need to show up. Maybe that's the first thing that people can be thinking about. Mm-hmm. How do I show up for my faith?
And isn't that the virtue of baptism that the Pope's talking about?
You know, in the sacrament of baptism, we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, just as we are in confirmation, just as we are in any initiation to the church. And so the Pope is telling us, you know, you're baptized as a prophet, get out there and talk about your faith. You're baptized as a priest, be there in leadership in some way in your church. You're baptized in the kingship of Christ. You know, be out there in front. And one of the things the Pope talks about in his prayer, and he says, we pray that by this virtue of our baptism, we, the laity, especially women, may participate more in the areas of responsibility of our church. So some of us are being called to lead in our parish councils.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are even called to, like you're called to be leading in the evangelization ministry of the radio. I'm called in the other parts of the media. Sometimes people are called to work in the diocese or to work in other places. And the Pope is kind of asking us, let's think about how we're supposed to lead. Let's really think about how we're supposed to be Catholics in the world.